KO4 FNC, monitoring.
KO4 FNC, KO4 ACR.
For ACR, good afternoon or good evening, sir. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm wet through and through.
That's hard not to get that way today. It was absolutely raining. I've never seen South Carolina rain this hard.
Yeah, well, there's one time here not too awful long ago that my house is flooded under the house, you know, the crawl space, but there was still 3 or 4 inches of water, so I'm going to check that tonight, just be sure, because I didn't do anything to change it.
As long as the water stays underneath and doesn't hit the rafters, you're okay. But still, yeah, I fully understand.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but, I mean, we didn't do anything different about the water runoff, but it hadn't done that since, so I've got a little sump pump under there. I'm going to just check it and be sure.
CGW monitoring. Man, I'm going to jump in the party here.
Nice to jump in.
I mean, your name was Rick, is that correct?
You've got a good memory. I'm Rick. I'm down here towards Simpsonville. Been doing ham here now for about 4 months. Just got my general this month.
Congratulations. You got that before the government problem.
Sure. I'm waiting for the government to catch up for it and get it registered on the list. Otherwise, it still says I'm a tech.
Gotcha.
The surface, and then you can use your general privileges.
Slash AG, but since I'm on 2 meter, don't really need it.
Congratulations, you're about to break into the world of HF and the world of empty wallets.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to have to look around and see what's radios are available, what the bands that they're going to cover, and check the bank account and see how much money I can spend.
Figure out what your primary and secondary uses are. Are you going to be operating base? Are you going to be operating portable? Things like that, and you can kind of get a good direction as to what radios to buy.
Good thought about it. Right now, my primary purpose has been handheld. That's what I'm operating on now. I got a little TID radio H. It's at least getting me up there to the repeater right now.
Hindsight is everything. You can communicate with 5 watts to the International Space Station, and that's 250 miles. Of course, that's a Yagi, but it's still VHF.
True. Most of my radio experience was way back in the early 70s with CB radios back when we had to have a license for that.
Who's our third station on here? I'm jumping in.
Here, KR4ACR.
Well, I myself am headed down to Simpsonville. I'm on 385 right now and it's moving. I'm going to see the new Tron movie.
It's like fun. Tron was always a really fun movie to watch.
I've been a big fan of the Tron movies. And since this was probably going to be out of the theaters before the next weekend, I need to go ahead and go watch it while it's there on the big screen.
Sir, don't cross the line. Bad things happen when it happens.
I've been wearing my Flynn.
And just crackle. It's getting back into a good area, but it's still really, really weak.
Now, you said you are HT, but are you mobile?
Sure, I'm sitting up in my home office, second floor of the house. I'm not moving much.
85 has some valleys and bridges that get some low points and can't get to the repeater.
Pretty much what I figured.
Okay, I just got a message from Lee in 4CRV. He's trying to hit the repeater from Lake Lure. Said he's receiving fine, but he's having trouble hitting the repeater. He's able to break squelch, but that's about it.
I'm thinking that's pretty good from Lake Lure. I was hitting the back side of the antenna, so North Carolina side, but that's still a good distance.
I think elevation's going to matter. It's going to depend on how much dirt is in between him and the tower.
I'm kind of glad they went out 2 weeks ago and did some maintenance work on those towers. Since then, I've been picking it up a whole lot better than I was before.
Find out what maintenance work was done, because I went up with the cleaning crew a couple of weeks ago and cleaned up the sites, but I don't. You're the second person who said something about actual maintenance work, and I haven't heard of what that's been yet.
CKR4 FMC. But, yeah, I was just on the website last night and looking at all the maintenance pictures that they took while they were up there. And it looks like they climbed the tower, got out on the antenna, and cleaned the poly set up. So that's what I'm thinking happened. I'm not sure what they did in the shed.
Okay. I was up there for that. I know we did a lot of cleanup. We flew the tower with a drone. Daniel did that. And then I remember Landon climbed the tower, and I don't know what Landon did on the tower when he was climbing it.
Well, I couldn't get a whole lot of details off the website, but that's pretty much what I figured. It kind of sounded like you got up there and, serviced the antenna, cleaned it up, got the bird crap off of it. Hopefully that helped the signal get out stronger.
I know one of the antennas was bent during some maintenance work by one of the local TV stations or something. And so the antennas are out of phase, and that's why we don't get really good signal, like down in the low areas down here in Greenville and Spartanburg Anderson. So I don't know if he got up there and re-bent the antenna to phase them downward instead of straight out or what, but I'm going to have to find out. I'll hit up Johnny and see if see what kind of work was done.
That's really, really interesting. Then they can always post that up on the web. Another good post, something good for all the rest of those people curious to know.
Yeah, and me too. I've heard a couple people, and I heard it too. There was, and I don't know if somebody remoted in and added some kind of a tail tone to the repeater, but it seems to be gone now. It was there for about 3 days. Was this weird tail tone that showed up, and now it's gone. So I don't know if somebody remoted in and did that, or because that was well after we went up there.
Well, it sounds like there's more to running a repeater than what I'm used to. But I'm still learning.
Okay. Well, I'm down here at the movie theater, and I'm going to go in, grab my popcorn a little early, so I brought a book to read. And, at the next Flowers meeting, we're going to have a programming party. So if you have radios, need programs, and you can show up, bring your radio, bring your programming cable, and, we can get you hooked up. But if not, join the Zoom, and if not, we'll, catch you around. So KO4ZEW, and I will be clear on your final.
All right, sir. I believe that was KO4ZEW, if I got that correct. Good talking with you, and enjoy the Tron movie, and hopefully we'll catch you again. This is KR4FNC. I'll be clear. 73, my friend.
You have a good night, and you are correct. Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey.
This is KR4BLU. Radio check. Anybody have a copy? KPLU, KA2TX Shane. Copy you loud and clear.
Roger, roger. I think I got it working. I've just tested out a remote control program. I was having some difficulty with it yesterday, but seems to be working now. Thank you for coming back to me.
Strong, solidly into the repeater. Audio is very good.
Okay, yeah, appreciate that. Just had some funky connections in the radio. I got straightened out, looks like. Okay, thanks. That's what I needed. KR4BLU is clear.
KE2TXJ.
And just for the record, I can concur with the last one. So KR4BLU, you're coming in good and strong. Sounds great.
Appreciate that feedback. I was kind of struggling with it last night. Got the connection from my house to the garage where my radio is, my radio shack, and had everything working, but it was just transmitting a dead carrier. Had to figure that little situation out.
The water heater connection is parking.
Through that one was, but yeah, I was going to say, it almost sounded like the mic went hooked up or was missing the connection, but I'm glad you got it fixed and worked out. Those were tough head scratches for sure.
Yeah, appreciate that. It was setting deep in the radio menus that was the trouble, not the remote control program. I finally figured out.
Fantastic. Anytime you have to go down into the menus to find those little settings, you find out all kinds of little tricks that the radios have. So that's always good. I look at it and go, you can't learn about these things enough.
Yep, I agree. I've been trying to learn some of the digital modes with it. Turned out I had a conflict. I'd set it up and got Winlink working, and it was set up to transmit data, but then when the remote control program wasn't sending data, it says, I don't like it.
Got a couple of Bosang DMRs that operated on simplex mode, but damn, that DMR's got a whole another set of functions that I haven't quite delved into.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know anything about DMR. Haven't tried to get into that one yet. I'm just playing with a few of the basic functions with the 2-meter radio here.
Then where I've been at, trying to get a good handle on it. With HF stuff, I know once I get down into those frequencies, I'll be able to get more distance and stuff off of it. But that's a whole other set of just yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, that sounds good. Just keep working on it. I've delved into HF a little bit. Got an older Kenwood TS-830, which is about 45 years old. Has a hybrid transistor receive section and a tube, vacuum tube transmitter section. It works pretty good, but you got to retune the thing every time you change frequency. That gets a little old.
Thinking about the Kenwood, and I'm going, you got a big old lollipop microphone with that?
No, when I bought it from a gentleman, he had the original Kenwood microphone with it, which is more like one of those radio station broadcast microphones you see. I think the lollipop one I had way back in the day, D-104, back when I had my CB radio years and years ago.
That's what I was thinking about. Those were really, really popular back in the early 70s, late 70s. They were really good microphones. I mean, they would pick up and sound great. It was definitely a showpiece.
Yeah, roger, roger. I agree. They were really good. I'm not quite sure what happened to mine. I think I've still got my old Cobra 19 radio I had in the car. Use that as a base station with the D-104 and the power supply. But don't know whatever happened to the power supply or the D-104. I moved all over the country, and it's long gone.
What's wrong with that Cobra 19? think that's what I had back in the day. I set up a little slide-in mount toward it so I could slide it in and out of the car and then slide it in and out to make a base station out of it. Worked really, really good.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I had exactly the same setup. They made a little, like a removable slide mount for tape decks, but it was easy enough to put all the connections for the radio in that. And just, like you said, slide it right out and then put one on top of the power supply and hook it up to that and in and out wherever I wanted to use the radio.
For all the purposes. The base station was a great muscle, too. I used to have fun breaking into the backside of the beam. About, you know, 50 miles down.
Yeah, I enjoyed having it in the car, too, and keep up with the traffic and the truckers when I go on a trip and just talk around town when I was out and about. It was more of a social scene way back in the 70s. I'm sure you remember that.
It was quite the social scene. No, I've been thinking about the truckers here lately since I was watching the two-meter stuff and wondering, is there a truckers channel on the, you know, for us hams, or we still got to go back to the TV?
I really don't know. There's, I've seen the two-meter calling frequency, which I think is like 145-520 simplex, but I never ever hear anybody on that. As far as I know, the truckers are still using CB, but it's not like it used to be.
From what I figured, it was so entrenched on Channel 19 with the CBs and, you know, with the right set of antennas, I mean, you could get out quite a ways on that. So it makes good sense. Why get something new when you got something that works?
Yeah, I agree. It's on a nice, quiet night, you could really get some good range in the car. It was quite surprising.
We used to have fun with the car. We'd sit there and turn the wheels and kind of rotate back and forth until we could line up the signal and, you know, get the best antenna to ground play off and get the best radiation lobe going and really out there. It was real fun.
It's definitely a lot of fun. I lived in an apartment with a couple of friends. The apartment building didn't allow antennas, but I made a halfway dipole and hung it out the window just out of a piece of wire and an SWR meter and trimmed that thing down to where it had good SWR, a good match, and that worked as good as anybody's base station antenna in town. It was amazing.
Oh, God, that takes me back. Those are the days, I tell you, those are the days.
Yep, sure enough. I haven't messed with it in a long time. I kind of wonder if that Cobra 19 still works. I'm about half tempted to hook it up to the power supply and see if I can get a little antenna going and see if there's anything out there these days. I don't have any other equipment that would receive the CB channels right now.
Hanging in my garage, I still have a magnetic mobile mount for my TV. But I can't tell you where any of my radios for that are anymore.
Understand that. I've moved many, many times in the last working years of my life, and it's everything's in a box. I know right where it is. It's in a box, but the question is, which box?
Box, and where was that box again?
Yeah, understand. Well, let me let you go. I've got to go in and check on the wife. This is KR4 BLU. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, sir. Well, you definitely have been fun talking with you these days, everything. You have a great evening. 73. This is KR4 FMC. I'll be standing by.